The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. We got a good guest today.
Yes, for the second week in a row, we have Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for coming back with us.
Thank you.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We answer real estate questions. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And I want to throw something out there. If you have a topic you want to promote, if you are a professional and it ties into real estate, don't be shy. Please email us at questions@jruddy.com or call us at 344-6724, and we can talk about that. On this week's show, I thought we would talk about upholstery cleaning and mattress cleaning. Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. You also clean carpeting, rugs, oriental rugs. You also do hard floor surfaces, tile and hardwood floors, like we talked about last week.
Yep.
You also offer services to clean upholstery and mattresses, correct?
That's right. Yes.
All right. So this week, let's talk about that. How do you clean upholstered furniture?
That's a good question, because there's so many different types of upholstery out there. Different than carpeting in that there's more natural as well as not just synthetic. We see, and often in the carpet cleaning, nylon, olefin, you know, those type of synthetic carpet, and it's fairly easy to clean for us anyway. Upholstery is a little bit more challenging because it's there is synthetic. Again, there's some even nylon. There's also Herculon, which is similar to olefin. It's synthetic. But there's natural, there's cotton, there's rayon. I think we've even seen some silk and velour out there, so it's a little bit more challenging.
And that microfiber is the latest.
Microfiber, yes. We see a lot of that, yes.
Okay, so do you have to remove the furniture from the house in order to do this type of service, or do you do it on premises?
Most of the time, we can do them on premise. There are occasions when, if it's a severe odor issue or something that we're trying to deal with, we'll take the piece up to the shop, and so that we can work on it, because it may require a couple of different applications. So, but most of the time we can work on it in the home. If we're working on it, if it's on a hardwood floor surface, we'll put down protective drop cloth or something to protect the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So oftentimes the furniture you buy today, for an extra fee, you can purchase a protective sealant on your upholstery to help it against any kind of stains, odors, things like that. Do you find that cleaning it would remove that sealant?
No. It's the similar same type of protector as we use for carpeting. When you purchase carpeting, it automatically comes. It just, depending on the different warranties for carpeting, is what you're really paying for, and as well as the grade of carpeting. But as far as upholstery, you pay extra. You know, you can order it extra. I advise to do that, especially if you're getting a piece with the natural materials such as cotton, because cotton is a lot more absorbent. It can stain a lot easier, but no, it will not clean off if it's clean with the correct cleaning agents.
So tell me about what you do, because every so often we take our couch and our upholstered items and we vacuum them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take the cushions off underneath the cushions, the back, the sides, so on and so forth. Is that all we need to do, or do you do something beyond that? Do you wash them?
We do clean them, and I would say, is what I said in the one show previous about vacuuming carpeting, it's really important what you're doing with your upholstery. The reason is, if you look at a piece of a material on upholstery, it's much thinner than carpeting.
Yes.
So you have the same type of abrasive soil that's on upholstery as you do carpeting. So it's really important to vacuum them and vacuum them thoroughly. But there are some soils that's not going to be coming off with vacuuming. You have oils from our hands, hair gels and sprays that get on the, you know, where we put our heads. So there's things like that that we need to deal with. And really, there's different methods that we use depending on, the material, because we have to be a lot more cautious with the dyes in especially a natural material that bleeds, or we have to watch browning, different things like that. So we have to take a lot more precautions.
And after you do this service, you provide this service, how long does it take to dry?
Well, even if we're going to do I'm going to call it a wet cleaning method, although I hate that term wet cleaning, because it gives the idea that we're hosing down the piece.
You better not hose down my pieces.
Right, exactly.
You don't bring in a power washer?
No. Exactly.
Let them dry in the yard.
Right, exactly. But we use, it really is similar to what we do with carpeting. You see us using a carpet wand. When we do carpeting, we're flushing it out. We do the same thing with upholstery now, except now we're not going to use a carpet wand. If you see a carpet cleaner bringing a carpet wand to clean your sofa, not a good idea. Just ask him to leave. We have a special upholstery tool that we use. We can adjust the flow of the water that we use. So to answer your question, it actually dries really quickly. Even though we may do a wet cleaning process on it or extraction cleaning, I've seen it dry in just a matter of a couple hours.
So these cleaning agents that you use, or detergents, cleaners, yeah, are they safe? Are they kid-friendly, pet-friendly, allergy-friendly?
Yes, they are safe. And again, we're flushing everything out as we do with carpeting. So we're not leaving a residue behind. And we also do have the allergy relief line that is especially safe for people with any type of chemical sensitivities or allergens and stuff. We can do the allergy treatment on that.
So we're naturally talking about cleaning the whole item, furniture, couch, whatever it is, chair.
Yep.
Do you actually do spot cleaning? Do you provide that service, or do you do the whole item at once?
Well, most of the time, the customer will ask is because they haven't had it cleaned in a while, so they'll have us clean the whole item. But I have done spot cleaning. I would say if you have a piece of upholstery, if you got a spot, say, on one of your cushions, say it's just sofa or something, and particularly, again, if it is cotton and it's, you know, it's hard for a normal consumer to know what type of upholstery they have. You know, when we get a call, we'll often ask them, do you know what you have? Because they just don't know, you know. And a lot of people say, well, there's a label on the deck. I can, you know, which is underneath the cushion. I call that the deck oftentimes. And they'll say, well, it gives you so what the material is here. The problem with that is it's the material that's inside, you know, like the foam cushion. Oh. It doesn't always tell you what the material is on the outside.
Okay.
Rarely does it do that. Some of them are beginning to do that, you know, but not so often. So we could do some tests to determine that. And then we can best know what type of cleaner to use.
Yes, because you have to worry about running and dyes and colors.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Ruining the material.
Exactly. And that's, we don't want to
do that. You don't want to do that.
Exactly.
You have to be extra careful.
That's right.
Okay, good. Now, how about leather cleaning? Leather needs to be cleaned and maintained properly. And how does one go about doing that?
Well, there are actual leather cleaners. It's just like other upholstery, is that we need to identify the types of leather that it is. There are synthetic, there are natural, Nubuck and Anilin and all that. And so there are cleaners that use, that's all done applied by hand. They have conditioners in them that kind of recondition the leather, as well as there's protectors for it. similar to what their protector would be for upholstery, regular upholstery.
So are your cleaners different than those that you can just buy, like regular household cleaners?
Yes, they're more professional grade, and they just probably have more surfactants and different things in it to help us to clean them and not cause damage. And, you know, you have to be kind of trained to use them. And that's, you know, you have to, we've attended upholstery classes over the years because it changes and the cleaning agents have changed. So it's good to keep up on that.
And if you don't clean leather, what happens to it?
Well, just like anything else, it can, you know, you can see damage, you can see wear more readily.
Cracking,
yeah. Yep.
And is there anything after that cracking occurs that you can do to bring it back to life?
There are some restorative things you can do. I'm not as good, again, because even the leather is it's something we don't see. We're beginning to see a lot more of it, but I'm not as familiar with that as I am with the regular material. And the training is, even in our industry, the training has been much more limited. Yeah.
Now, how often do you recommend cleaning upholstered items, including leather?
Well, it's, I'm going to say it's similar to what carpeting is. Again, if you keep your vacuuming up, that's one thing. That's the very important thing you want to do. Probably every couple, 2 to 3 years, you want to do it. I would say every two years to 3 years. Don't worry, mine needs to be done again, too.
Yeah, yes, we're thinking you're coming to our house, you're going to be doing the whole house.
You're doing my tile, my grout, my hardwood, my couch.
Yeah.
My,
we're just going to leave and we'll come back.
Yeah. My wife needs to have someone come and clean ours, too. So
yeah, that's you.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me how long you've been doing what you do, please.
We've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy seeing the different people getting around the area. Northeast Pennsylvania is beautiful. So
you serve a lot of different areas, counties. You go all over.
We do. We do all of Wayne County, which is the county that I live in. Pike County, which is next door there, the Wayne, and then Monroe County down south by Stroudsburg.
Lackawanna.
And the Lackawanna, which is Scranton, Clark Summit, Wilkes-Barre, down in Luzerne County, the Back Mountain in Dallas, and all that. So it's a big area.
Great. Good. How do we get in touch with you, please?
570-689-2770 is our office number, and our toll-free is 888-925-3260. Website is billmountain.com.
Wonderful. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath raised ranch home at 600 Rhea McAlpine Street in Avoca for only $119,000. This home has been very well maintained. It has a large 2-car built-in garage, a very nice yard, a walk-in closet in the master bedroom, and a modern kitchen. It has a wood-burning fireplace, a tiled bathroom, a built-in bar. So if you're looking in Avoca for a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in move-in condition, give us a call about 600 Rhea McAlpine Street for only $119,000. And that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics for financing, how is a property purchased for counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming. We have, in the last 30 days, 31% of the sold properties cash was used, 40% were financed by conventional loan, 20% were FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration loan, and 7.4% were Veterans Administration loans, those VA loans.
Yeah, that's a growing number.
That is much better than previous months. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie. We're doing good today. I like Bill.
Yes, Bill is a great guest who has a lot of information for us. That's Bill Mountain, Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. You've been cleaning rugs, carpeting, hard floor surfaces, upholstery, and mattresses for 20 years.
20 years, yes.
Happy anniversary. You just celebrated one, right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, wonderful. So you are professionally trained. You know what you're doing. You go to a lot of different places.
Yes.
Before the break, we were talking about upholstery cleaning and what to do, what not to do. And you were talking about labels.
Yes.
And the labels sometimes, more often these days, but not so in the past, they can tell what the fabric on the outside of the sofa, the couch, the chair is.
Right.
But they also have care labels too, correct?
Exactly, yes.
What if something says it's for dry cleaning only?
Okay. There'll be the different labels that you'll see. You'll see a cleaning codes. You'll see W. W stands for wet cleaning, as I talked about before, wet cleaning. And there'll also be S, which that would stand for dry cleaning or solvent cleaning. Sometimes you'll see W or S. You know, you can see both of them, which means you can do either or. Dry cleaning or solvent cleaning is something that we can do. We have an actual little portable dry cleaning unit that we can run solvent through it and actually dry clean some of the upholstery. We have done drapes with it because we could do drapes while they're actually in place rather than have to take them down.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I was just in a house this morning and they were talking about they have to get their drapes clean. They have these beautiful custom-made drapes.
Yeah.
And she was dreading taking them down. And getting them ironed and whatever she had to do. I got to tell her about you.
That's why we, you know, purchased that machine, you know, for that reason, so that we can do that. We do very little, even of dry cleaning on upholstery, though. And even though it may say S or solvent, the reason is because, again, there has to be some precautions regarding the type of material. If it's a Haitian cotton or something, you have to control the amount of moisture that you put on it. You don't want to cause any dye bleeds, any damage to it, any shrinkage.
Shrinkage, yes.
Exactly. Or dye bleeds, browning, especially with cotton. Cotton can brown. It's a cellulosic fiber. So they'll often put the solvent code or the dry cleaning code on there. A professional that's been trained and certified in upholstery cleaning, though, he can clean with a low moisture type cleaning process that it's still a moisture, but it's not necessarily technically dry cleaning. And it's fine. I've actually done a little bit wet cleaning because the particular tools that I have, I can control the moisture and barely get it wet at all.
Wonderful. Okay. So you know all about all these different things that we have to look for and be aware of before we start cleaning especially ourselves.
Exactly.
I can't imagine.
Exactly. All right. If you're going to spot a piece, like the question you had before, I think, and I got off track. If you're going to spot a piece, like a cushion, and this is where you have to be careful, especially with a cotton. If it's a white, you'll often see cottons as white with a floral print on it. If you were to wet one area, you could cause a browning spot on that, where that's difficult to correct. So it's better if you're going to spot that area, kind of dampen the whole panel. That way it doesn't brown. Sounds weird, but that's the way it
is. No, excellent
works.
Advice. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I thought we would move into talk about mattresses.
Sure.
Should we be cleaning our mattresses? Isn't it enough just to clean our sheets and our mattress covers every week?
This is the world we live in is allergies and asthma is on the rise. We all know that. I mean, I think I read somewhere that over 70 million people are have problems with allergies and asthma to some degree, and it may be greater than that, I'm not sure. And the reason for that is dust mites and the allergens that they cause. And one of the areas that they like to reside is in our bedrooms and on our mattresses. And so it's a good idea to clean them. We're not going to eliminate all of them, but it's going to help tremendously.
So what do we do to clean? How do you clean a mattress?
Well, we're going to clean the mattresses similar to the same way we clean upholstery. We're going to vacuum it really well first. Believe it or not, there's a lot of loose, dry particulate in there. I'm going to get gross, but it's dead skin cells and all kinds of things that lay in the mattress. That's what the dust mites feed from. So we're going to vacuum that very thoroughly.
So the top, the sides, the underneath.
Absolutely, both sides.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you something about dust mites. How small are they? You can't see them, right? Because I hear dust mites and I think of mites I see on birds, those little tiny things.
Have you ever seen them things magnified? They're like really creepy looking.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Yeah. But there's like 7,000 could fit on your fingernail. So, no, we can't see them with the naked eye, but they're really, kind of creepy looking, and they cause a lot of problems, particularly the feces. And that's what causes the actual problem with people with allergens that they give off.
And you clean up all of that stuff.
Well, we vacuum them, and then we're going to clean them. We clean them the same way we clean upholstery. We're going to use some like a hot water extraction on the mattresses. We're going to flush all that out, or as much as we can. And then we can also post-treat it with a special allergy relief product. What that does, it helps to denature the protein in the allergen.
So how often should we be doing this? Yearly, annually, monthly?
I would say about every 6 months is a good idea. That's how long that the allergy relief product will last.
And it's fairly inexpensive, too.
It's not that expensive to have done, really. It's something that here in the States, it's not really catching on like it is in Europe. Europe, there's a lot of companies that all they do is clean mattresses. So it's a big thing in Europe. They have it done more frequently.
Seriously?
There. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people with big allergies. This never even enters into the picture about cleaning the mattresses. I've never even heard of it.
No. What we call it is environmental control. You know, there's ways of treating. I have a son with asthma, so there's ways that we treat, our environment that helps us to eliminate the source of the problem.
Wow. Well, for anyone that's a trivia buff, about 200,000 hours over an average lifespan is spent sleeping. That's one third of our life is sleeping. Did you know that?
And some people sleep more than others.
Oh, yes.
And some people don't sleep at all.
And some people don't sleep at all. Or trying to sleep, I should say, right? One
yes.
third. So cleaning it regularly, you prolong the mattress's life?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can get a better night's sleep. And
yeah, you could breathe better. And, it's just, it's really the biggest reason is I think health, indoor air quality and health, dust gets in all of our, it's all over the place. Dust mites are all over the place. Any textile, is good to have cleaned and to get rid of that with our indoor air quality. But the mattresses is something, like you said, we've spent a lot of time in, and it's just an area that because of the moisture, because of lack of light, it's where they thrive.
Okay.
So this is a good alternative. Instead of getting a new mattress, mattresses are very expensive. Like if you got Junior who got sick or something, I would recommend that you'd have to have the.
Yeah, and then we can sanitize it too. We
have to have it cleaned instead of throwing it out and getting a new one.
Exactly, yes.
Are there household methods, cleaners, that one can do in a jam, like vinegar or baking soda that people can...
You know, if you have an accident or something on the vinegar is a good idea. Yeah, vinegar helps. You can spot that, or just even a spotter, just like we would use on the carpets. I have an upholstery or a carpet spotter I give my clients. It works on all different types of textiles, you know, that you can use. There are sanitizers and disinfectants and things like that. You know, be careful with that because, you know, you have to watch, you know, if you don't flush them out, you can get some... you know, up against our skin and stuff like that. You can have some reaction there and stuff
irritation,
like that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. There was something I read too. I don't think I would do this, but something about dryer sheets, put them under your sheets so that you can keep it fresh smelling at all times. I think I would react.
Yes, I
terribly.
Do too.
I don't think you would do well with that either.
I'd bounce out of the bed. That's what I would do.
Yeah. The biggest thing, I would say is vacuuming it. And a good HEPA vacuum, and that's what we use when we're vacuuming, because we don't want to vacuum it and then it comes into the vacuum cleaner and then we're re-releasing it back into the air. We want something that's going to trap and hold those, you know, because they're very, very tiny. They're microscopic. We want something that's going to hold and trap them before it gets out of the air again.
So when I'm vacuuming my carpeting in my bedroom, mm-hmm. I should be also vacuuming my mattress?
Yeah. If we're
not a bad idea?
Not a bad idea at all. If we're vacuuming about once a week, that's a really good idea to do that.
All right.
Put that on the list of things to do.
Just one
vacuum
more
vacuum the
thing.
Furniture, vacuum the bed.
All right.
Get to work.
Bill, how do we get in touch with you, please?
Our phone number is 570-689-2770. You can reach us toll-free at 1-888-925-3260. Or you can also reach us through our website, which is billmountain.com.
Once again, a fabulous discussion with you, Bill Mountain, from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Thanks so much for coming in 2 weeks in a row, talking about all these items, upholstery and mattress cleaning and hard floor surfaces. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me here. I love being here.
All right. Anytime. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a two-family home in the Hollywood section of Dunmore that has the potential to be a grand single. This home is located at 1735 Jefferson Avenue, and the price has just been reduced to $99,500. This home has two one-bedroom apartments, an up and a down. It has stained glass windows, high ceilings, hardwood floors, some replacement windows, and decorative fireplaces. It also has a large walk-up attic that if it was finished, it could be additional living space. It also has a nice level lot that is 180 feet deep. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a home with a lot of potential, give us a call about 1735 Jefferson Avenue for only $99,500.
Thank you, Pat. The 14 best housing markets for the next 5 years, and this is according to CoreLogic. The top cities are ranked by projected annualized change in home prices between 2012 fourth quarter and the fourth quarter for 2017. The study also included the median home price, median household income, unemployment rate, and the change in home prices since their peak to offer a broader view of the local economy and housing market. 14, Brunswick, Georgia. 13, Wilmington, North Carolina. Tied is Columbus, Georgia. Yakima, Washington. Also tied, Niles, Benton Harbor, Michigan. And Tucson, Arizona. Also tied, Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, Middleton, New York. And Yuma, Arizona. Reno, Sparks, Nevada. Glen Falls, New York. Gulfport, Biloxi, Mississippi. Panama City Beach, Florida, and number one, Medford, Oregon. Those are the top 14 best housing markets for the next 5 years. It's a prediction. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.